All right, welcome to Live Forever. So on Monday, Dr. Crystal and I, we posted one of our favorite type of shows. We do it at the beginning of every month. It's the In-N-Out for Living Forever-ish. This is living strong and vibrant. Yeah, more years is great, but we want those years to be healthy. Dr. Crystal likes to refer it as a increased health span. And so that's what that show is all about. We cover three things that you should do, one that you shouldn't. So let's get into it. First that we talked about was omega-3s. Specifically, the study was in kind of extreme athletes, marathon runners, ultra, what is it called? Ultra marathon something runners. I mean, it's crazy stuff, right? But we feel this could be extrapolated to just anyone who's out there exercising. It turns out omega-3s are associated with less inflammation, less muscle damage, and better recovery at the end of the day. For the full details of that, how much you should take and all of it, go check out that podcast at liveforevers.com. In number two, I really like this one, was about coffee and tea drinkers that specifically was related to being frail as we get older, frailty. Dr. Chris and I talk about this a lot. If being frail in your older years is not living forever-ish at all. And so what it turns out, based on a really interesting study, was that coffee and tea drinkers tend to be less frail than non-coffee and non-tea drinkers. And we went over the specifics. I was happy to find out that coffee was better than tea at reducing frailty over a 20-year period in this study. Because I'm a coffee drinker. I drink tea on a rare, rare occasion. But even tea, although it wasn't as good as coffee, was able to reduce frailty. So again, for those details, go check out that In for Living Forever-ish at the website. In number three has to do with something called 5-HTP. 5-HTP is hydroxytryptophan. This is when you take tryptophan, that amino acid, it turns into 5-HTP. 5-HTP then turns into serotonin. Serotonin is what we want. Serotonin will help you live forever-ish. It calms the brain. And as we get older, our brains, believe it or not, they get overactive. I know that sounds weird because our bodies get underactive, but our brain is overactive. And so calming neurotransmitters like serotonin are important to keep at optimal levels. And sure enough, 5-HTP was able to increase omega-3 levels in the older population in this study, and sleep quality improved as well. So those were your three ins. Now the out, this is a doozy. You know what the out is? Bananas in smoothies. If you're waking up every morning doing smoothies because you know it's healthy, and your smoothie has some berries in it, and I don't know, whatever else you might be using, you're doing it for the antioxidants to get you started in your day, those polyphenols, where it turns out that bananas have an enzyme called PPO. For the full name, go check out that full podcast that we posted on Monday. PPOs degrade polyphenols. So if you're adding banana to your smoothie, you're reducing how healthy it could be. You're reducing the polyphenol or antioxidant concentration. And that's not a good thing. So go check out that full study. You can check out how they actually tested this and the different types of smoothies they made to confirm that bananas are probably best not to put into smoothies. You might just want to eat bananas by themselves. So all of that is our Living Forever-ish In and Out podcast that you can find at liveforeverish.com. And when you're there, so many other shows you can download, like and share, and subscribe so you never miss a show. It's all at liveforeverish.com. And our sponsor, Life Extension, if you go over to lifeextension.com, shop around, use the podcast code, use the discount code podcast, and you'll get 10% off $50 or more plus free shipping and handling. That's at lifeextension.com. I'm Dr. Mike. Thanks for listening.